official immigration department policy is that any employment in Hong Kong, whether paid or unpaid, needs to have the permission of the Director of Immigration. Consequently, in respect of these temporary professional educators, you need to secure employment visas for these short-term deployments. The applications are straightforward enough. You just treat them like you would any other employment visa application for a foreign national long-term member of your staff. But my advice would be to for you to make an initial application for the first candidate, and then set out the foundation for your sort of specialist educator program, allowing Immigration Department to have full sight over your intentions on an ongoing basis. So when you make your first application, approach the challenge as though it was a regular employment visa application, but do a side document that you can include in future applications, which sets out effectively the nature and scope of these temporary professional educators that come in for two weeks at a time. And then by setting it up as a separate document in that way, you'll be able to draw down on that in all future applications. And when you're making all future applications, do them 6 weeks before deployment is due to commence, to give the Immigration Department enough time to give due consideration to the application. But in my experience, you shouldn't have too many problems in this regard. The Immigration Department are more than used to dealing with short-term employment visa applications, and the key thing is to recognise that this is something that you do need to undertake in order to be compliant. Now, on the other point about the Immigration Department not giving you any sort of direct advice in this regard, they will never be drawn on general questions, as they only make determinations on the basis of real applications. And this explains why they've stonewalled you to date. They see their job as to inform and decide, not to advise.